face of her yesterday, it was just a teaser. Today we're going to get to feast on her words. So she's a pediatrician that has gone NECAM. Help me welcome up Dr. Melanie Caldwell.
Thank you and good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I am so glad to be here. And I love NECAM and I love children.
I can't remember.
I love children. However, as a pediatrician, I'm very concerned about their health. Many of you know, if you just look around, you don't have to be a physician, our children are sick. You know, we're dealing with a lot of chronic illness in children. And in fact, one in every five American children has some type of chronic illness and as a result require medication for treatment. Usually about two to three medications on a daily basis. Yes, you need this?
Yeah.
So, what I wanted to talk about today is I wanted to let everybody know the time is now. I will tell you, if we continue to do what we've been doing, and you'll see some of the statistics, I only have a few slides with regard to statistics, but our children, as I mentioned, are very, very sick, and if we continue doing things the same way we've always done, we're gonna keep getting what we always got, okay? So, as I mentioned, like half of the children have chronic disease. One in five have a chronic illness requiring medical treatment with prescription drugs. We have about 21% disabled children. And if you didn't know, the current rate of autism is one in every 36 children.
Wow.
So this is a graph from one of the autism sites, or Autism Speaks. And it's just showing the increasing prevalence and incidence of autism. And this graph ends at 2014. However, I just mentioned in 2018, the current statistics show one in every 36 children. However, the research is showing that by 2025, that will be one in every two children. Next slide. And I will say, if my practice is any indication of that, we are well poised to get there. I will say that we'll get there before 2025. In my practice alone, I see between one and four new autistic kids on a daily basis. And 85% of my day is spent talking about neurodevelopmental issues in children. Anywhere from anxiety to ADHD to autism, developmental delays, speech delays, language delays, anything that's, you know, neurologic or mental health. I see a lot of it. Most of my day is spent that way. It wasn't always that way. I've been practicing for 25 years, but there's been a significant shift. And we're going to talk about why. One of the biggest things I talk about all the time is sleep. Everybody that comes into my office hears something about sleep. I don't care if you're coming in for a hangnail. You only hear about sleep. Because in my personal opinion, and I think the research shows this, one of the reasons why we're seeing this exponential or more than exponential increase in autism is because of electromagnetic fields. There are definitely other factors. I always tell people food isn't food anymore, water's not water anymore, air is not air anymore. But the big deal is our children are not sleeping. So if you think about the fact that from the time of conception, these children's brain and body begin to grow. And that baby is going to grow, and that child's going to grow until they reach adulthood. And on average, you know, if you think about a normal healthy cell, that every cell, because we're electrical, has an electrical frequency. And that frequency, on average, a resting cell is negative 70 to negative 90 millivolts. But every organ has a little slight different frequency. However, if you put that cell, that healthy cell that vibrates at this frequency, in electromagnetic fields to the tune of 2.4 billion hertz per second, like Wi-Fi puts out, or in front of cell phones at 85 megahertz, or then we have smart meters that are putting out 900 billion hertz per second, you lose the connection, or the cells, as you know, the cells communicate by electrical impulses. So if you put these very healthy cells, to start with maybe, in an environment where an electromagnetic field is a problem, it changes the entire electrical frequency, and so the cells are no longer able to communicate. Just in the first year of life alone, a baby's brain more than doubles in size, and those nerve connections, they're taking place, and it doesn't happen when you have that magnitude of a radiation or electromagnetic field. So this is just a picture of what's actually happening when you have a Wi-Fi environment. Just think of all the devices we have. Today, the average household has at least 5 internet-connected devices. So I love Neekin for this reason. I don't know of many other products that are available. So since I talk about sleep, I'm always talking about the Neekin sleep system, whether it be the cocoon or mattress topper with pillow and the other products that we have. It makes a significant difference. It definitely allows these children to get into REM sleep. Later on, after I finish talking about this a little, I'm going to show you some videos and you're going to hear the testimonies of many parents that have gotten benefit from our products. But as Gary reminded me last night when we were talking, water is also extremely important because you're not going to get as much increased blood flow and oxygen to these tissues, even in an electromagnetic field, in somebody that's not hydrated. And I can tell you, our children are not drinking water. That's one of the things I tell them all the time. I said, our cells don't float in Kool-Aid or lemonade or sweet iced tea. You know, that's the Southerners like to do the sweet tea. Okay, next slide. So in addition to, obviously, the effects on the brain, these electromagnetic fields have an effect on many other biological systems. And so in children, we're seeing neurodevelopmental disorders because their brain and their body are growing. And remember, sleep is mainly for our nervous system, which is the brain and spinal cord. So if we're trying to grow a brain, there is absolutely no way to grow a healthy brain that does not sleep. So now in adults, we're also impacted by this. But since we have a mature nervous system, what you're seeing in adults is neurodegeneration. How many people know people in their family at, 40 to 50 that have Parkinson's now, or dementia, or early Alzheimer's, all kinds of neurologic disorders? And if you don't sleep, you don't heal. So in adults, we're seeing neurodegeneration, and in children, we're seeing neurodevelopmental issues. Does this make sense?
Due to HIPAA restrictions, testimonies have been removed from this audio.
So, what did you think?
Wow!
The videos were talking about sleep because, like I said, you come into our office, you're hearing about sleep. However, this young lady, the last one, is a child that has a blood disorder. Is a child that has a blood disorder, and it's a genetic disorder. And this little girl would be in the hospital every 1 to 2 weeks for infusions of IV fluid, and she was also on morphine at 6 years old. I introduced those products to them, I think she said in March. It's been 2.5 years. She's not been back in the hospital, and she does not take morphine. And for the first time in her life, she can participate in gymnastics programs and things that she wants to do and be a child again. This stuff is life transforming. And so what I want to leave you all with is what I started out saying is the time is now. And we must share these products. It's unethical, not to share these products. And as a pediatrician and as a physician, I took an oath to do no harm, And there was one time when I've been here for a long time, 20 years, and I really had a conflict of interest initially in terms of, bringing these products and these technologies to my patients. However, I've gotten to a point now where I say, how dare I not? I've saved the lives of a lot of children. The one testimony that wasn't up there, but probably a lot of you have heard, was this young girl that had a chronic respiratory condition that landed her in the intensive care unit 3 times, intubated, with respiratory failure. That girl has not been back in the hospital for 3.5 years, nor has she had even one, and I have to say the word, asthma exacerbation. However, I shared the air. I knew she wasn't sleeping because she was coughing all night, which is a chronic symptom of this respiratory condition. She had been on prednisone so many times that she had an upper GI bleed at 6 years old. And the very last time she was admitted to the hospital, into the ICU, her pH on arrival was 7.0. Her kidneys took a hit, her brain took a hit. How dare I not, or we not, share these life-changing products. So I'm going to end with that. And I don't know, go ahead and comment. 1 minute. Any questions?
Thank you.
Okay.